Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's get more on the Iran nuclear deal.
The ball is in Washington's court when it comes to reviving the 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran. Tehran submitted a response last week to the latest proposal from the European Union on a nuclear agreement. The State Department is working to put together a response to Iran's comments. Iran accuses the United States of putting off indirect talks to resume the deal. State Department spokesman Ned Price acknowledged delays in the negotiation, but says the United States is not to blame for that.
It has languished at times for months and months because of the action, or oftentimes was the case, inaction from Iran. The notion that we have delayed this negotiation in any way is just not true.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three law enforcement officers in Crawford County, Arkansas, were suspended Sunday after video emerged online of a man apparently being beaten during an arrest. 27-year-old Randall Worcester is accused of attacking a police officer. Like clockwork, as the FBI and the Department of Justice seek redactions for the warrant to raid President Trump's home, the leaks from the agencies to the media continue to show one side of the story. The same tactics were used when the FBI lied to the American people about Russiagate. As the FBI and the Department of Justice are being accused of trouncing the Constitution of the United States and the Fourth Amendment protections, President Trump filed a lawsuit Monday seeking the appointment of a special master, someone nonpartisan, to go over all the details privately. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney.
The very fact that this is how the United States Department of Justice plays its games should be front and center in a motion about special master. That type of shenanigan is exactly what got a special master appointed in the Project Veritas case, where the FBI raided American journalists on a very flimsy pretext because of Ashley Biden's diary. And so here, similarly, I think that is actually something that can be used on the offense. It is improper for the DOJ. It is a violation of the DOJ's regulations. It's a violation of law to use the press in this manner. And frankly, even after you set aside all the hype in that article and take it at face value, so what?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wouldn't be easy, right? But we do it not because it is, but because it's hard. And because, look at the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, our great-great-grandkids are counting on us, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and the infamous Dick Morris is back with us. Great to have Dick. Dick, one of the most prominent political consultants in the United States. His latest book, The Return, which he said the last time he was here, that you can count, take it to the bank, Donald Trump will return. Dick, good morning to you. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good. Well, return, I don't think he ever left, actually. But he's going to run again, and I think he has an absolute lock on the Republican nomination. You look at the string of primary victories he's just had.
Exactly.
And only one defeat in Georgia, but all the others, he backed candidates who were in the middle of the pack, and because of his endorsement, won their primaries. And I think that any Republican, and certainly Trump with his record, is going to win in the election of 2024. What I really lay out in my book, as you mentioned, in 2016, I predicted a Trump win. I wrote a book called Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. And it was kind of a game plan that Trump followed. And now this is kind of the sequel to it. And we've talked already. I've spoken on the show, right, before?
Yes, correct. Yes, yeah, we spoke before. Yep. But that's okay. It's okay to kind of – no. Yeah, it's okay to remind everybody what's going on. And, of course, you've been out there making the media calls. And, we've got to balance off the faux information that's out there, Dick.
Yeah.
The mainstream media is controlling the narrative. And so your voice is critical at this time because it brings some clarity and some balance to what's going on. I mean, because everything that's being told about Trump is a narrative and, sadly, in many cases, just a flat-out lie.
Yeah, well, the Democratic strategy was, of course, to keep him out of the White House, then to kick him out of the White House, and then after January 6th to discredit him as an insurrectionist, a election denier who was planning to topple the American government and should not be allowed to run again because of the 14th Amendment prohibition that anybody who was involved in an insurgency against the government, an insurrection can't run for office. And that's all fanciful. It's all absurd. And it's all based on a fundamental realization the Democrats have, which is they cannot beat Trump between the foul lines. They can't beat Trump on the playing field.
Exactly.
He's got a lock on the nomination, and a Republican has a lock on the election. So that what they're trying to do is to frame him and knock him out of the race before he can even run. And the Mar-a-Lago raid, I think, had nothing to do with archives at all. Who gives a damn about the archives? You know, some historian in 20 years will knock himself out. The exactly. important point is that they got you in the front door at Mar-a-Lago. It's the nearest thing they could use to probable cause to do a search. But once they're in there, they search for anything, and what they're looking for is documents and emails and stuff that they can point to that will bolster the narrative that Trump was running a coup d'etat, the only unarmed coup d'etat in world history. And that's such a fanciful narrative, such a far reach, right. but it's the only thing they got. It's common sense that there's a D.C. grand jury packed with Democrats probably waiting to indict Trump. Right. But, you know, he's been through two impeachments with one indictment, more or less.
Well, it's common sense that usually when there is a search, a warrant, it's specific. And it doesn't take 9 hours to... You know, to execute a warrant, unless you're fishing. And so, you know, that's a tell right there. Dick, I want to, you know, go back to, you know, your key strengths. I mean, you're a numbers guy. You've worked with numbers all your life. One of the most preeminent numbers guys on the planet. And, you know, people want us to believe that we should believe these numbers that came out of the 2020 election. And I can't add them up. I'm certainly not in your league, but even in my crude, rudimentary, math that the nuns taught me as I was growing up, I can't add up a Joe Biden $80 million vote win.
Yeah, $80 million vote win. Well, look, I agree with you completely, and I think that the election in the five swing states was in fact rigged, and I think if Trump had won those states, he would of course be president. But I'm not about relitigating the past. I'm focusing on the future here. And the important thing is that we have now, we're about to get a tool, a weapon, that we can use to make sure that this election will be completely clean, the 24 election. And the way we're doing it is there's a case coming through the Supreme Court that they've agreed to hear in the fall term called Moore versus Harper. Most people don't know about it, but you will. And they can hear it in September or October. Four judges have agreed to hear it, which means they probably have a majority for it. And it says that the Constitution provides that the times, places, and manner of holding elections for Congress and Senate shall be determined by the state legislatures. And you have a bunch of states here, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, where the legislatures have passed these really good laws to protecting ballot integrity, that in Florida, Georgia, and Arizona, the governors have signed in the binding. No drop boxes, photo ID required, signature verification required, and so on. But in those five states, the Democratic governors have vetoed the bills that the Republican legislature has passed. And what Moore v. Harper does is it strips the governors of their vetoes. It says this is entirely something to be decided by the state legislatures and the governors, the state courts, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General has nothing to do with it. This is entirely a federal right that is guaranteed to state legislatures. And it's because when the Constitution was framed, the framers were afraid of dictatorships in the different states, and they felt that giving the legislature the power was the key step. So I'm pretty confident of an honest election in 2024.
We got about a minute left here in this side of the section. Maybe this is why the idea of the Constitution being a valid document, how that's being challenged right now, that might dovetail into that. So with 45 seconds, you said something, Dick, if you could humor me for just a minute, because you seem to have been able to set aside the past, and I respect that you don't want to litigate the past, but help us get where you're at to say, okay, I mean, we're in a bucket of gum if we want to litigate what happened in 2020. I think that's what you're implying here. Let's move on. Let's keep our eye on the ball and what's ahead. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not concerned who the last president was. I'm concerned who the next one is. And Trump's record is so strong. And he can say something that no other candidate possibly can. He can say, look, I did it already. How do we know you can stop illegal immigration? I did it already. When I was president, gas was $1.80. Inflation was under 2%. And
got to go to break, Dick Morris. We'll pick it up from there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dick Morris is with us. The Return is the title of his new book, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick, there was a purpose, a clear purpose for your book, just like there was a clear purpose for why you gave Donald Trump the roadmap in 2016. And I think it's important that the audience hear from your lips to their ears why this book is so important and why it will be something that needs to be on your nightstand, close at hand, in the coming years, because we're in a battle here. We're in a battle for democracy and our Constitution and the American dream.
Yeah. This election is not just about gas prices, inflation, and the border and stuff like that. It's about the preservation of our republic. The Democrats have decided that they are going to play outside of the foul line, and they know that they can't win at the ballot box, so they are determined to use the criminal justice system to sideline Donald Trump before he can get elected, because they know he's going to get nominated. They know he's going to win the primaries. They know that a Republican is going to win the election. They know he'll be the Republican, and the only way they can prevent it is to try to indict Trump before the election. And I think that they will. I think Trump will survive easily because people say, well, they impeached him twice and indicted him once. You know, what difference does that make? And the grounds of the indictment will be the phony, it won't be archives. It will be the phony garbage that the January 6th riot was in fact a revolution against the United States government and that Trump participated in it. After the Civil War, the readmitted states of the South sent congressional delegations packed with former Confederate officials. And Congress said, no, we're not seating these guys. And they put into the 14th Amendment that if you let them involved in insurrection, you can't hold public office. And the Democrats are trying to say that this was an insurrection and use that to bar Trump. And they're going to find a grand jury in Washington that will ratify that. And I think it'll be tossed on appeal, but if necessary, Trump will run for president under indictment and win. And let me say that the way you know that the Mar-a-Lago raid was phony, and the way you know that it looked for something that wasn't there, is no Democrat is stepping up to defend that raid. You haven't seen Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Schumer or Pelosi or any of them standing up and saying, we're glad the FBI went in. Thank goodness they did. It was very important, and they came up with very important information. Everybody's quiet about it. They won't even release the warrant that underscored it because they know that this was completely phony, and they don't want to get caught. And let me add in one other thing. You can't take the Mar-a-Lago raid without also looking at the expansion of the IRS, because it's part of the same strategy of bypassing our democracy. They're not going after revenue in the IRS expansion. That would be nice, but that's not the point. The point is to create a tool to intimidate the American people. Every mom and pop store, every taxi or Lyft driver, every Uber driver, every self-employed person, every waiter or waitress that works off of tips is going to be audited. 95% of the current audits are people making less than $25,000 a year, basically to focus on unreported income. And what the IRS is going to do is it's going to send agents to everybody's house, and they're going to say, look, we think you understated your tip income last year, and you also claimed a business deduction of a meal at a restaurant. We checked, and you ate alone that night. So you have committed two felonies. You've lied on a federal tax form. You've lied to a federal officer. So we could indict you, but we won't because we think you're basically an honest person. But, you know, don't provoke us, okay? You know, that Trump sign outside. I mean, why do you have to have it? And on your car? And for God's sakes, don't let my boss know that you went to a Trump rally. I mean, that just drives him crazy, and I don't know what he'd do at that point. And you know that this isn't fear-mongering because that's what they did when Lois Lerner was there in 10 years ago.
Exactly.
And in fact, you haven't heard from the Tea Party since then. They audited the Tea Party to death and found nothing, but they kept demanding information to give them a tax exemption, which everybody needs to function as a advocacy group and a public information group. And the documentation was so extensive and they didn't have the money to pay for it, they all folded. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. So this is a combined assault on our democracy from above by the Democrats and from below from the IRS.
Exactly. And to your point regarding Lois Lerner and the attack on Tea Parties and conservative group, anybody that had, you know, hot words, hot and conservative words as part of any promotional piece, their mission statement, and that the IRS targeted them. And I maintain, Dick, that that in and of itself probably had the effect at least on 8 to 10 election cycles and still going, because the Tea Party is a shell of itself. And could you imagine what kind of power and position it would be in today if they weren't impeded by the IRS and Lois Lerner?
Yeah, exactly. So these are the stakes. And I think I said during the break, it's why I wrote the book. It's why I hope everybody reads it. Frankly, it's why I hope everybody damn near memorizes it, because it is the game plan the other side is going to use. And they're not on the playing field. They're committed. They'll win by foul means. And
exactly.
We have to stop that. I think we've got the election fraud covered, but not the intimidation and not the total efforts to discredit Donald Trump. But, you know, I think they can find documentation that he littered, and I think there are people who've seen him jaywalk, and, you know, you can indict him for anything you want.
Well, and as you say, in Washington, D.C., the cards are stacked against him in much the same way. We had a conversation with the, you know, with the editor and writer for Epoch Times, January 6th, the documentary. And, you know, it's no wonder, you know, in D.C., the cards were stacked against a million patriots who came to town to say, look, we got a problem. And here they are. I mean, they're in jail and solitary confinement without due process. Thank you very much. And this is what happens in a uniparty state that's so controlled. It's not even a state. It's a self-assigned province, so to speak, right? So and they're full pressure on these guys. Go ahead. We got about 2.5 minutes left, Dick.
Well, I do want to make the point that in the 22 elections, it's terribly important that we win. And currently the propaganda used to be that by the Democrats that the Republicans didn't have a chance and the incumbents were too strong. Now what they're saying is that, well, Trump's people won the primaries and they're so extreme they can't possibly win the election. And that's just absurd. I've polled most of these races and we probably are going to win Arizona, for Senate, Arizona, Nevada, New Hampshire. We have an excellent shot of picking up Colorado. We have a shot, pretty good shot, of picking up Washington, an increasing shot of getting Connecticut. And Georgia, I think we're going to pull out. I think that a lot of these candidates have been through tough primaries, and the Democrats are now saying they're dead. The other problem we have is that there are two battles going on for the Senate. There's Democrats against the Republicans, and there's Trump against McConnell. And McConnell is really running for leader, and he doesn't much care whether it's of the majority or the minority. And he'd rather have Democrats in those seats than Trump Republicans who vote to dump him as leader.
Well, that explains that, because that's the other thing I was going to bring up, is between McConnell and Liz Cheney. You know, they're selling out the Republican Party, and McConnell is trying to manage a low expectation and saying, you know, chances are Republicans will not take over the Senate. I mean, what does that mean? Here's the leader of the Senate. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's trying to dry up Republican money from those candidates who are new of Trump people. So in all of these primaries, there was a McConnell person against a Trump person, and the Trump person won in Indiana, in Michigan, in Arizona, in each of the Connecticut, each of those states, the same drama played itself out. And I think Biden is literally sacrificing our chances of victory in order to protect his leadership.
Exactly. Well, Dick, we got to leave it there. You're awesome as always. Appreciate it. The book, The Return, as Dick says, you might even memorize this book because you're going to need it to defeat the headwinds that are coming our way undoubtedly.
Why
thank
have
you,
thousands
Dick?
Of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the
the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Army Dillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate the time with Dick Morris, huh? Wow, what, you know, he's just so sharp. I mean, he's been around for a long time, and I know he's had his battles, but I tell you, the gift, the book, The Return, that's available everywhere, you must get your hands on it, because this is going to be helpful. Because of all the negative promotion and I say promotion, I guess in a sense you might say propaganda that's going to be going on in the political realm against Donald Trump, you need to again be reminded of what we're fighting for and what it's all about here, and who is the one that can do it. And Dick Morris's, his line is a very important line, because when you consider Donald Trump, I mean, it's not that he will do it or can do it. He has done it, and he'll do it again. And I think that pretty much sums up the power of Donald Trump and why, there's such an antithetical force against him. That aside now, it's important that we bring on Jeff Kemp right now, because, guys, this is especially for you. Jeff Kemp is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. And we're talking about the playbook to victory. This is part due. And Mr. Jeff, good to have you with us, sir. How are you? Okay, we're not getting him.
All the guys all right, there, and all the good women listening.
Amen. Well, we need to come together and be united to this end of what we're trying to do here. We look over the condition of families today. Men are frustrated. Women are frustrated. So what are we going to do about this, Jeff?
Well, we got to come back to truth and love. And the Bible says that when Jesus showed up, he was full of truth and love. He was 100% truth. And he was 100% love. I was reading a great message from Pastor Paul Tripp up in Philadelphia, who's done some chaplain work with the Eagles before. And he said, love isn't love if it's not true. Mm-hmm. And truth isn't truth if it's not motivated by love. Because God is love, and God is true. And God's love is the only way we can really love. We love because he loved first. So we learn what love is from God, who modeled it. Okay, and we get the power to do love from God. But we also need not to fall for the sentimental, redefined versions of love that society goes for. I mean, first society kind of went for emotion and passion and eros and sex, and kind of dumbed down love to be the kind of the sensual only. And today, we've dumbed down love to be tolerance that caves into any statement that a person wants to make or any expression. And it's like we've thrown out, you know, reality. You can almost see people saying gravity isn't real and jumping off a building saying gravity isn't real. Well, gravity is real, and they have the freedom to say that, and we shouldn't be mean to them. But we definitely should try to prevent people from hurting themselves and one another. And I think you and I are concerned that men, who really are at the root of helping families go well or go poorly, and men who traditionally have been those who protected the weak and the vulnerable and went off and took risks to fight fires and crime and wars, and to give their life, you know, in the model of Jesus, who laid down his life and said, there's no greater love than to lay down your life for your brothers and sisters. Well, we need to help men regain vision of what true manhood is in the model of Jesus and what excellent fatherhood is in the model of Abba Father. And this means leadership. And it doesn't mean passivity. And it certainly doesn't mean aggressiveness in bossing people around, controlling your wife, yelling at your kids, you know, chasing money, competing to be top dog. No, leadership is doing what Jesus did. Wash the feet. Mm-hmm. Set the course. Stand up to the bully. Dignify the woman caught in prostitution or in adultery. Set her free so she doesn't need to keep doing it. But get all those guys that want to stone her and be negative to look at their own log in their eye. So we're calling men up to their identity as created by God, loved by God, forgiven by God through Jesus, and called to be ambassadors for Christ, which means be a leader, stand up, mm-hmm. show love, be truthful, love your
wife.
And
to be a leader, you've got to have those foundational stones that you talked about, Jeff, and that is you've got to have the truth that comes from God, not from man, not from the newspapers, not from, you know, politics and all that. And it's got to come from God. That is true. That is when you consider who you can trust, he's the truth giver. That's who you go to. That is the trust. That is a key building block. And if you're disconnected from God, then you are going to experience what you're experiencing right now, the chaos and a distrust of everybody. And then you start seeing things according to your own eyes. And you start divining your own truth. And because you're disconnected from God, and if God is the source of truth, then we need to stay connected to God, to your point. The other thing is that God is love. It's not man's love. It's not Hugh Hefner's idea of love or, you know, the Kardashians' idea of love. I mean, simply, you know, go to 1 Corinthians 13. It tells you exactly what love is. And are we modeling
patient,
that?
Kind,
you know,
patient, kind,
exactly.
Giving, generous, persevering. I love this. I think it's good to define terms. And what you just did is you defined the only way to do manhood and to do it in the way it was intended is to connect to the God who invented men.
Exactly.
So that's number one, and Bill made it clear today. Guys, you are invited to come back to your Heavenly Father. Your dad may have been missing or negative, but your Heavenly Father's perfect, and he is not missing. He'll welcome you back. He's not frowning. He already punished everything you've ever done wrong by letting Jesus die for your sins. But you cannot get your act together on your own. You got to come back to the Father. And then let's define love, Bill. You just said it's not defined by Kardashians or TV or Hugh Hefner from, you know, generations ago and the Playboy philosophy. Love is a willingness to do what is best for another person at a price to yourself. It's a willingness to do what is best for another person at a price to yourself. That's what you vow when you get married, that you will love her for a lifetime by doing what is best for her at a price to yourself. You're going to be exclusive in your sexual focus and energy and attraction and, of course, your romance and your sexual relationship with that one woman, okay? And what's the price? Well, I'm not going to let my eyes wander. I'm not going to be a flirter. I'm not going to be a pornography consumer. I'm not going to be a philanderer. I'm going to love one woman. And if you want to enjoy her for 50 years, keep dating her. Treat her like a treasure. She'll be more of a treasure the more you treat her like that. That's love. And, you know, how about children?
Exactly.
Are you doing what is best for your son or your daughter in the long term? Or are you doing what society says is the appropriate thing, or exactly. what they want right
Got a minute.
Now, or what makes you feel...
We're down to...
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, we're down to the last minute here, Jeff Kemp. So go ahead, and I'm going to leave you the last minute. We got 45 seconds. So go ahead and summarize ask the Father to come in and seal what he wants to do.
Men and women, please remind your men. Your manhood is based in your relationship with God. He says you're a good man because of what Jesus did for you. Receive your identity as a son of a perfect Father. Choose to be truthful and loving by copying Jesus and doing what the Bible says. And build some close friendships so you have a team to approach your manhood. And there's help at menhuddle.com. Menhuddle.com, you get a free playbook on building level 5 friendship and being a man like Jesus. That's what we're aiming for, Bill.
Jeff Kemp has been our guest.
To publish
Thank
and
you,
sell
Jeff
your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine to bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to Bill Martinez right here, right here in the flesh, live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for the Good News Grill. Oh, always great to have Samantha Mao with us. If you want to find out more, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Look for Sam's Corner, because all these great uplifting stories, I mean, when you have those bad moments and you say, well, I know there's some good news somewhere, you can always count on Sam. She brings it to us every week at this time. And we're so grateful for her being faithful to the cause. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm always glad to bring the good news every week, so I'm glad to be here with you.
We're starting it off with a good Samaritan who tackles a thief who attacked an elderly man. I get it. It's frustrating. We're seeing all kinds of crime every night on our TV, and there's lots of stories like this where you've got good Samaritans. You've got people who care about others, kind of like what we were talking about with Jeff Kemp just a moment ago, is that, you know, this is a real demonstration of love when you're setting your own desires and your own agendas aside for someone else's welfare. And unfortunately, the way crime has been running away with itself, especially in these major cities like New York and Los Angeles, Chicago, go right on down the line. It's absurd. So, thank God for, you know, people like this Good Samaritan who are keeping an eye out for elderly men, because let's face it, there's just not enough police going around these days, is there, Sam?
That's right. And, you know, honestly, this attack was very hard to see coming. The attack was actually perpetrated by a homeless gentleman that had been coming to the restaurant every day for the past couple of months. And, you know, the restaurant owner, who is Timothy Ratcliffe, he would give him, when this happened, it really came out of nowhere. What happened was about 3:30 in the afternoon. This is in Hollywood, California, at the restaurant called, this is a Japanese restaurant called Shin. Timothy Ratcliffe, you know, he's sitting there with his girlfriend after the lunch rush, kind of unwinding and getting ready for the rest of the day, and this homeless guy that he had been helping comes up and just completely out of nowhere sucker punches a customer, and this customer gets hit so hard that he ends up like falling on the floor and breaking a couple of ribs, and the homeless guy he robs him and runs off. So it's like, you know, I'm not sure what's going on, but it seems like there's something mentally going on. But Timothy chases the guy down and he tackles him. He holds him there for 10 minutes. His girlfriend comes to help pick up the things that are dropped. And he was, you know, not more injured than he was, because a sucker punch like that can really, I mean, you can end up killing somebody. People have died over things like that. You just hit them the right way, or they hit their head going down. Anyway, so Timothy's being hailed a hero, like, for chasing this guy down and getting the stuff back and, you know, holding him down for 10 minutes. I mean, it took the police 10 minutes to get there. So, you know, you're talking about a shortage of police. So it's taking a while. And fortunately, this restaurant owner was there. And, you know, a lot of people are calling him a hero, including the customer who was attacked. And, you know, I guess you just never know when your moment to be a hero might happen. And I think in a split second, you get to decide. And that's what he decided. He decided he was going to step up and do what he could to help. And thank God for people like him.
Well, and hopefully these cities can figure out what to do. Because obviously what they're doing is not working, because this isn't an exclusive situation. I mean, we saw a video here in New York, a couple of days ago. And this is somebody who's been in and out of prison, in jail. He's been arrested time and again. And he did the same thing. He sucker punched a guy, and he almost killed, and literally, I mean, to your point earlier, he almost killed the guy. The guy put the guy in the hospital. I mean, this, you know, victim, it'll be a while for him to recover. And this is happening, you know, in these major cities like this. So this is unacceptable. And, you know, our police, our justice system has got to get its act together, because what they're doing right now is not working. All it says is it promotes this, and then we want to say, well, you know, the person is homeless. Or it doesn't matter if you're homeless. I mean, and I know that sounds kind of maybe a little rough and crude for a while, but just because you're homeless doesn't mean you go out and you hurt people and you're uncivil. I mean, I have sympathy for you that you find yourself in a situation like this. I mean, because some of us, oh, by the way, are working our butts off paying taxes to take care of you and provide benefits for you. And, you know, I'm sorry you're homeless. Now, on a mental situation, I understand this makes no sense to you whatsoever. You're upset. You got mental problems. And that needs to be handled appropriately as well for the safety of all concerned and the safety of even those that are homeless and those that have mental problems. Because, you know, when someone is unsafe, they're unsafe to themselves and everybody else around them. And, you know, our government and our system has to step up. And I believe that the people, the everyday forgotten man and woman, about had it with this stuff. And, you know, not that we're going to go in and start punching out every homeless person or every mental person, but we just need to be proactive to, you know, come to a resolution and handle, you know, this problem that, you know, by just putting people out in the street again with issues is not the, you know, it's not the safe thing to do for anybody. Because what's going to happen is that you will get to the point where, you know, you're going to promote a certain level, you know, and excuse me for getting off on this a little bit, but I think we've seen enough of this. It's not working. And what happens is that is the next deal is you start getting, you know, vigilantism coming up. And, you know, that's not going to be good either. You know?
And you want the people who are in need of help to get help they need.
Exactly.
To protect them and the community, like you're saying. It's just, I'm not sure what happened in the situation or what caused this man to suddenly attack, but, you know, he could have done some serious damage to an innocent bystander who had nothing to do anything. So, you know, definitely.
Exactly. And what happens if you run into a good Samaritan who happens to have a concealed carry, he sees an abuse like this, and now he sends a round down range, he kills the guy, and now you got this good Samaritan and all kinds of problems because the police and the system didn't take care of the problem to begin with. You see how those dominoes start to fall, and it gets to be much more complicated. So it goes back to that old commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. And always when you pay later, it gets much more complicated, right?
That's right. It always gets more expensive.
Exactly. All right, next case here. We've got a stranger that uses a metal detector to find a woman's lost wedding ring. We're finding a lot of wedding rings these days. That's in the news. Well, I think that's good. Maybe all the wedding rings that are in the sand, in the beach or something, somebody has said something and the rings are rising and people are finding them. I think this is cool.
That's right. I'm like starting to get surprised at these. I guess it's because it's like summertime also. The wedding rings are getting lost. Like with Francesca Deal, She told the Boston Globe that she was tossing a football with her husband. This is in Northampton, or North Beach in Hampton, which is in New Hampshire. And she was tossing the ball on the beach, and she lost her ring and could not find it. This ring was especially important to her. It had been her grandmother's. And so this is not just any ring. Wedding rings in general are something very sentimental. It doesn't matter the price so much as the value that it holds in your heart. But this one had a special meaning to her. And so she posted on Facebook asking for help. And she said multiple people had gone out there for days looking with the metal detectors, and nobody was having any luck. And she was just starting to give up hope when a guy named Lou Askey, he had actually been out there for 15 hours searching over 3 days looking for this wedding ring. And he's just like, I just don't give up easily. Just failure is not a very big option for me. And after 3 days, he finally found it. The ring had been buried underneath 4 inches of sand, which I just find amazing that he was able to not only locate it, but it's like under the sand like that, never to be discovered again for years, I'm sure. And he was able to reunite it with Francesca, which, you know, now that ring has an even more special meaning to her. I love stories like this when you see like the goodness in humanity. When it's, you know, Lou wasn't the only guy who went out there. He was the guy who really persevered and succeeded. But there was multiple people going out there.
What a neat story. I managed to lose a wedding ring. It's out still under the snow somewhere in Lake Tahoe, I think, you know, alongside the road. And, and I'm sure probably the snow melted. Somebody found it and, you know, mazel tov to them. But and then my son-in-law, we searched forever for his ring that he lost. He was surfing and slipped off his finger. And it's in Maui with the fishes. It swims with the fishes.
I don't know,
but we all have our wedding ring, our lost wedding ring stories. But a great one here for and thank God for Lou being so tenacious to never give up the fight. This next story, you got a basketball referee who had a heart attack on the court, huh? Wow.
Okay, so this is one of those really scary moments. This guy, So this is in Jamestown, New York, and not many people get to return to the scene of their death. But John Scully from Rochester, he actually stepped back into the gym recently where, you know, his time had really been out. He was actually refereeing a semi-pro basketball game, and he had a heart attack. And his heart attack was actually a really major one that most people would not have survived. It was 4 arteries were almost 100% blocked, including his left interior descending artery, which, you know, they call this the widowmaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Really blocked. And anyway, so there happened to be a basketball player there named Miles Copeland, and he was also a firefighter that had just started, and he was able to give CPR and bring him back. And, you know, thank God for something like that. Now that he's had quadruple bypass, he's feeling better than ever, which is just amazing. you know, he's back on the court here in August, and this happened in June, and you know, that's one reason.
He's back on the court already.
He's just visiting the gym.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm going. Whoa! I mean, this guy's already a miracle. Now he's going to be a super miracle here. This is incredible.
That's right.
Samantha, the good news girl. Thank
you,
Sam.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the